Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
We'll have more for you on the shooting in Minnesota. We'll follow that throughout the afternoon, give you latest updates as they come in. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. I appreciate you being here today and joining us, and thank you for doing that because it is important that you hang out and stay with us throughout the afternoon. We had a rough election in New Jersey this past November. Obviously, we all thought Jack Ciattarelli was going to win, or at least come close and do better. But you got to look forward. You got to move forward, and you got to go, and you got to keep up the fight. So a new chair, a new Republican chair of the Republican State Committee in New Jersey. I've known Christine Hanlon for a long time. She's been very active in the Monmouth County Republican Party, and she joins us now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. So, Madam Chair, congratulations, first of all, and great to see you, and thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Rich. I'm so excited to be with you today.
Great. Well, congratulations on your victory. You've been active in New Jersey politics. I knew you when I was a county chair many years ago. We've been in the fight for a long time. This past election was heartbreaking for us. We thought Jack was going to do well. You guys did very well in your county, though, Monmouth County. You crushed it for Ciattarelli there. But, you know, it was a tough day for all of us, obviously.
Yes, it really was. I mean, we really were so disappointed. And, you know, I think we were pretty shocked because there was so much energy behind Jack. I mean, Jack works so hard. And everywhere we went, we just felt that excitement and enthusiasm. And it, you know, we just were shocked of what happened. Yeah. And, you know, like you said, we did well in Monmouth. You know, we work around the clock in Monmouth in terms of, you know, what we do from the political side of things. But unfortunately, it didn't work out for Jack throughout the state.
So where do we go from here? Now that you're the new chair of the party, and when you ran for this position and you shared your message, your vision with the members of the Republican State Committee, what did you tell them? What'd you say?
You know, I talked about number one, unity, coming together. Because you can't be strong unless you're unified. And, you know, I also talked about sort of looking backward a little bit, doing an analysis of what happened and why. Mm-hmm. And then just really trying to refocus on, you know, what is our message as Republicans that people are going to connect to? Really thinking about going forward, what that platform is going to be, and bringing people together through that platform. But also, I felt like I brought to the table really good organizational skills in terms of like building a political party. And, you know, we did it very well in Monmouth. And, you know, that involves, you know, round the clock investments in voter registration, party affiliation, training candidates, recruiting candidates, fundraising. And so, you know, and I've just built relationships throughout the state over many years, as you talked about. I mean, you and I go way back.
Yeah, we do.
So I want to bring these things to the table, and
you haven't aged though. In you have not aged. We have not aged. We both just for the record. Yeah, it's like it's 2004 all over again. No, what I like about you as the state party chair is that in the past we've had a lot of people who they're money people and they write big checks, but they've never actually rolled up their sleeves and ran campaigns. They've never actually been on the ground. You have always been on the ground, knocking on doors and getting volunteers. You've run for office yourself, and you've been a party official in Monmouth County, a Republican stronghold in New Jersey. So the first thing that I think really works in your favor is that you've been an activist, a party activist, the entire time I've known you, all these decades that I've known you, Christine Hanlon. And that's why I really am optimistic about the job you're going to do. I know you're going to do a great job. I know you'll do a great job because you know what has to get done to win, because you come from a county that wins. I mean, Monmouth County wins. If Jack won Monmouth County, won it by a lot. You've got obviously Republican county officials there. You're a Republican county official there. You've got Republican congressman for Monmouth County. So you know what it takes to get the ground game going and the operation and to turn out those votes, which is critical. You may not have a background where you made tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars and you're able to swoop in and write big checks, but quite frankly, that's not what the party needs. The party needs somebody who can go in there and say, listen, I've been on the ground with you. I know how to do this. And that's what you bring to the table.
Yes. You know, that I feel like is an important point. And thank you for saying that. And I think also, like, I understand what the county chairs have to deal with, what the candidates have to deal with, and really trying to think of strategies that, you know, will help us move into the position of winning. I think we need to focus a lot on our local, our county, mm-hmm. and like be building the bench. But of course, you know, this year is congressional year. So yeah. That is of critical importance. We need to work with our congressional representatives, our congressional candidates. Also, it's a U.S. Senate year. Mm-hmm. So there's no shortage of work to do. But, you know, I do bring to the table those kind of nuts and bolts skills and the, you know, sort of the strategy background and my relationships with, you know, all of the players who are assisting the candidates, you know, throughout the state. So I hope that is something that people appreciate and, you know, that I bring to the table with this position.
Yeah, you do. And I think there's a couple other things I want people to know about you, which is number one, you're not a person who makes money by doing business with Democrats. And that's also a really important point. I hate that I even have to say that, but unfortunately, it's right. New Jersey politics, and we've had far too many people in similar positions who have done that, who've made money with the Democrats, and they partner with them, and that's not what you've ever done in your entire career, no. Which I think is wonderful. You are pure in that sense. Number two, what you just said about building from the local up, after an election like this where we lost statewide, but we thought it was going to be close, and then we realized that the Democrats have just made inroads in local places that were once Republican strongholds, we have to take a look, and I know you will, take a look at those places yeah. like Morris County, New Jersey, which when, you know, when you and I were together in the fight before I decided to leave and go into talk radio, and you stayed in the fight. I mean, I was on the fight too, but just in a different capacity, but that used to be a Republican stronghold, for example. So, you know, getting those areas back and recognizing what happened here, was it just that so many Democrats moved in? Did we not engage those voters? And then the other question, Christine, Chairman Hanlon, is, and I like the sound of that, how do we get those Trump voters who vote for Trump and come out for Trump, but don't necessarily come out for other Republican candidates. And we saw that in this last election. I think it was like 70% of the voters who voted for Trump came out for Jack. But then where was that other 30%? How do we get them engaged, right?
Yeah. You know what? To me, it's really a question of getting them engaged, but also really appealing to those people who are the unaffiliated voters as well.
Good point.
In my history of being involved in campaigns throughout the years, it's a very difficult, when you look at voter behavior, and I've studied this like over the years, it's a very hard task to change voter behavior because that's what they're used to doing. They're used to coming out only in a presidential election. And so we have to kind of devise the ways to try to get them to really think differently. I know that Jack's team did put a lot of effort into trying to change that voter behavior. But in my opinion, we have to, in some ways, understand that there's a certain percentage of the population that is not going to move there. Even on the other side of the aisle, you never get 100% of your voters out. So you have to try to chip away at that number, but you also have to try to appeal to those voters who are not in that pocket, who are not in that demographic. Because you have to appeal to the voters too, who are coming out to vote, and their voter behavior is such that no matter what, they're coming out to vote. So we have to, you know, really have a message and an operation that is going to appeal to those voters also, in order to, you know, bring about the victories that we need to have. So that might not be a popular opinion, but just over the years, you see that never once, you know, everybody is coming out because they are that low propensity voter. But we have to devise ways, we have to devise strategies to continue to talk to those people and try to get them out to vote. We have to utilize vote by mail, early voting, to try to get that universe of people out to the ballot box. And I know vote by mail is kind of a very difficult, subject. But what the Democrats have done very successfully is to get the lower propensity voters on the vote by mail list. And then in New Jersey, we go into an election, you know, with a deficit into election day. So it's just, these are all things that we really need to look at. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got to utilize every tool in our toolbox.
Yeah. Listen, Christine, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think that, and we're talking to Christine Hamlin. She's the new Republican state party chair, and she just won the election, and we're very happy for her. Congratulations to Christine, won by a lot. We've known each other a long time in New Jersey politics. If you're just joining us, you're a mom and you have how many kids?
Four
kids. Right. And I have three. And I think that one of the things, in my opinion, and I'll see what you think about this, we have to do a good job of is reaching these moms and dads there are a lot of issues around education, schools, their kids, all these different things. And I think we've got to do a really good job of engaging them and making them understand why elections, because they turn out in school board elections, and you see it a lot. And then making them understand how those that matters in things like legislative races, which quite frankly may bore them and may bore us, but we have to do it anyway. You know what I mean? But we have to find a way to get them engaged and make them understand the stakes are real for them. But before I get to that, I just your point on vote by mail is so accurate. Whether we like it or not, it is here to stay. It is the reality now. And the Democrats are beating us at this game. And until we wake up on that issue, we're going to just be hurting ourselves. And we just have to recognize this is the new reality. It's certainly not going to change under Mikey Sherrill. We have to engage everybody and vote by mail. We got to get the mail ballots returned. You know, the ones that are sent out, we got to get them back in. We got to utilize early voting. We got to utilize every tool we have. We have to, or we're going to lose. And that's the bottom line. So I'm glad you're acknowledging that. It just is the reality. So that's that. But on the issue of education and getting moms in the suburbs engaged and dads in the suburbs too, for that matter. Can we do a better job on that?
Yes, I believe we can do a better job of that. You know, they are engaged in the schools, but this is the demographic, though, that is like the busiest demographic. This is the demographic that is going to maybe not go out to vote on Election Day. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, kids, you know, whether it's school stuff, sports, vacations, you know, they're so, so busy, and you've been through it. I've been through it. You know, getting those people to vote is a very important, you know, focus that we need to have, because oftentimes, you know, life gets in the way.
Yep.
Even though they tend to agree with a lot of the positions and, you know, they're passionate about the schools and everything like that, but it doesn't always necessarily translate to, number one, focusing on, sort of like you said, the state legislative elections or a local election other than school board. We need to engage those people. But to me, you know, we can really do that with candidates on the ground who understand that, who are involved in their local communities, who are involved in the Little League or the, you know, PTA.
Yeah.
And we need to recruit those candidates, you know, from our county level, on the local level, because then you have that like personal connections with people, and then people are more engaged in the process because they know the person from their community, or they know them from, you know, from the school situation, and sort of getting them engaged in the process is important.
I agree. I think it's really good. Candidate recruitment is something that we have to do a very good job in focusing on. And to your point about how busy these people are, that's why getting them to vote early and getting them to vote by mail, to what you said earlier, Madam Chair, is exactly right, because we don't know what's going to happen on Election Day. And they, you know, they may have every intention to vote and then they just can't for whatever reason. The kid got sick, whatever it is.
Yeah. Think about what happens, I think, almost every year at Election Day. There's the teacher convention in Atlantic City. And I think there's like time off from school. So a lot of our families go away.
Yeah, they go to Disney World. So, it's Disney Week down there. They literally call it that.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the reality. You know, people want to go away and vacation. But now you're losing those voters that might be people who would be on your, you know, would be Republican voters. And if you don't get them to vote early or get on the vote by mail list, you're kind of losing that group of voters. So, you know, it's a very complex, you know, analysis that you have to undertake. And, you know, it's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of effort. It's going to take a lot of teamwork. But
the fact that you're thinking about these things
now to begin.
Yes, I agree. And the fact that you're thinking about these things and seeing it from that perspective is a perspective I have not heard for a long time. And having been a county chairman myself and having been involved in this, and to hear that perspective of saying we have to recognize that people are busy and they go away, and that teachers convention is done at that time for a reason. I do think that's not an accident. You know, the NJEA and their stronghold that they have in politics in this state. So recognizing that is important. Listen, you're going to do a great job. I have full confidence in you. I'm here to support you 100%. We'll support you 100%. We want to win. We're going to just look forward and fight. So Madam Chair Christine Hanlon, Republican Chair of New Jersey, congratulations. And let's go get them. Let's rebuild. Let's do this. I'm glad you're in charge. It's going to be great.
Thanks so much. I'll be contacting you.
I'll be here. You got my number. I'll be here.
Thank you, Rich.
Thanks, Christine.
Great talking to you.
Great talking to you.
Bye-bye.
All right. And she really is great. I've known her a long time. I'm happy that she decided to do it because it's not an easy job and it's a thankless job in a very big way, a very thankless job. So I'm really glad that Christine decided to do it. There were, there were some really good candidates that ran. She prevailed. And I know that she'll prove that she was the right person for the job as time goes on. If anyone is skeptical and doubtful, the best thing you can do is roll up your sleeves and offer to help. So I always say at these things, you know, if you're of the mindset of like, well, I don't know how it's going to go. Well, help, you know, roll up your sleeves and get in the fight. That's all we can do, right? Just roll up our sleeves and get in the fight. All right. So a lot more to get to. We'll continue to talk about what happened here in Minnesota. The ICE claims of self-defense, the mayor calls them BS and says ICE go the F home. It's an ugly situation. We'll follow that as we continue here on the show today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. All right. So let me tell you about Dr. Mike Veneria and why he's such a great dentist and such a great friend, because Dr. Mike knows that it is about precision dentistry that will make your smile beautiful. And it is custom for you and custom for each and every patient. That's what Dr. Mike Veneria does. And he does it better than anybody. There's no one better. So I want you to reach out to Dr. Mike today, all right, and schedule your free implant consultation, because if you need a dental implant, Dr. Mike's your guy, all right? Dr. Mike will give you the beautiful smile you deserve, and you'll be really, really happy with how your smile looks. That's the key. You're gonna have a beautiful smile. So do that, please. Reach out to him at veneriadental.com. Two locations for you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. I am a patient, all right? I've been to Dr. Mike. My whole family goes to see Dr. Mike Veneria, and I was there on New Year's Day getting a cleaning. Bridget got a beautiful smile upgrade from Dr. Mike last year. Mama Zeoli, of course, discovered him for our family. So he is our family dentist. Let him be your family dentist too. And remember something, other dentists send their patients to Dr. Mike for those really complex procedures. They're putting their name on the line for Dr. Mike Veneria. That says a lot, because these dentists know that if it doesn't go well, it's going to be a reflection on them. But for 12 years in a row, they've been doing it. That tells you something right there. It tells you he's the best of the best. He's the experts that the experts call the expert. So reach out to Dr. Mike Veneria, my dentist, my friend, and the undisputed master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, veneriadental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid.
If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We'll cover the situation that's happening in Minnesota and Minneapolis as we continue on the show here today. But very excited to welcome back to the show. Peter Earl is the Director of Economics at the American Institute for Economic Freedom. And he's been on the show before, and he has not been on the show in a while, but he reached out to me recently and said, "Hey, Rich, Happy New Year. Can I come back on the show?" And I said, "Absolutely, Peter Earl." So welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
Good.
Doing well. Happy New Year. We can say it through the end of the week.
Is that right? I didn't know what the statute of limitations was, but that's good. Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. All right. First of all, tell us about the American Institute for Economic Research so everybody knows exactly what it is you guys do over there.
Sure. So we're a nonprofit. We've been around since 1933. We are all about limited government, sound money, personal responsibility. You know, we're pro-market, all that sort of thing. We were set up in the 1930s by an Army officer who was actually very worried about what FDR's reforms and the New Deal were doing to America. So we're independent nonprofit. We've been around.
We're having a little technical issue, I think, with Peter. It's kind of breaking up a little bit. If it happens, we'll get you on the phone. But whoever started that with FDR was very wise to do so, because obviously he caused a lot of problems. So, all right, let's dive into the economic implications of Venezuela. And now that Maduro's been captured, and what happens there, and what does all that mean for the United States of America?
Sure. So, you know, I mean, this is a very significant undertaking. It's geopolitically significant, but it's going to take a while for the actual of the oil to be realized. You know, unlocking Venezuela's oil is not an overnight task. It's going to take years. There's been decades of mismanagement. You know, we have entire oil fields and pipelines in bad condition. So basically, it's going to require years of engineering, capital investment, and all that. Another factor is that Venezuela is heavy crude, which is difficult to extract and process. So all of that makes the timeline uncertain, but it's still, you know, I think it signals a huge reordering of the way foreign policy is going to be conducted in the near future.
Okay, yeah, I think so too, and it's a good point you make about the oil, because it does require quite a bit of refining, and that's a key part of this too. In terms of overall economic policy with regards to energy, what I love about this administration is that we've unleashed energy again. Thank God, the war on energy is over. I believe the war on energy, along with Biden's reckless spending, but I mean, the war on energy really was so key to hurting Americans economically and raising prices and everything. But that takes time also to undo the damage of that. I think 2026 is going to be a strong year because of the fact that the war on energy is over. Am I wrong on that point?
No, I think we're going to have a very strong year. You know, the thing about the war on energy is that it's one thing when you have energy or some other form of alternative energy that works. But to cut off what you know works in favor of these experimental and unproven projects, I mean, that's just incredibly irresponsible. You know, it was a way of sort of funneling funds, taxpayer funds, to, companies and individuals who were sympathetic with that administration, interest groups. Over to it's a shame it even happened, but we're writing it now.
Good. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm glad. And yes, those interest groups, people behind solar and wind and, the nonsense that would not supply America's energy needs. And also, it's great that we're now embracing nuclear power again. I know it's going to take years for a lot of these nuclear reactors to come back online, new reactors to be built. But with AI and with these data centers and the need for that and the fact that we're unleashing that, I think is also going to be a really positive thing.
No doubt about it. I mean, you're not going to run a city like New York or Philadelphia or Chicago with wind power. It's
just, no, definitely not.
Right. I mean, and the next stage in our technological innovation is going to require coal and oil to get these massive productivity gains that we want to see out of AI. So, hard realities can be put off, but they can't be, forever suspended.
I want to ask you, I don't know if you've had time to really dig into this. I know the president today made an announcement regarding housing and saying that he was going to block these big firms from buying up housing and then turning around and renting them. Can you explain that a little bit for us, Peter Earle?
Sure. Well, I mean, the idea is, I did read a little bit about it. The idea is that there are possibly investment firms, private equity firms that are buying up huge chunks of housing and either holding on to them so that they can limit supply and drive prices up and, that sort of thing. And I mean, that's probably an issue. It's not a major one. The bigger issue to me is that, and this is not federal, at the state and at the municipal, there are way too many barriers to building houses, right?
Yes.
We need to be able to build houses, overnight or as quickly as possible. But this is a supply side issue. Whereas, the president is actually now seeking to address what he sees as another supply side issue. I'm not sure I like the idea of a ban, but the thing is, most of the time what we hear are demand side solutions, 50-year mortgages, all of that stuff, which sound good, but what they don't do is bring no more houses into the market, which is what's important.
Yeah, because on the local level, it's important for people to know. I mean, there's so many environmental restrictions
Absolutely.
That these states have put into place. I mean, it's ridiculous. And you have people that want to build houses and they can't because of you. I mean, people can't even rebuild the houses. I mean, look at California, where it's been now almost a year since the wildfires. It's been a year since the wildfires, and they're just now beginning to rebuild some houses. And they deep down inside don't want any houses rebuilt, Peter. That's the real secret here.
I mean, I think that's part of it. Sure. I mean, what it does is it holds up housing values. I mean, I live in the New York area. My wife and I are not even going to put in a new deck on our house this year because we were told it'll send our taxes up. So, I mean, what kind of, if we can't do that, imagine the barriers to building a house. That's what we need is we need more houses coming into the market.
You know, the deck, I'm glad you brought that up about the deck, because that friggin' drives me crazy. I mean, there's people out there, right, that would add a finished basement, they'd add a bathroom, they would do these things. But the minute they do that, in many areas, that means the town swoops in and raises their property taxes. And so
creating local jobs, right?
Right.
I mean, you're using resources. Using resources means you're introducing new prices, which allows developers and people to price their services better. And we are actually holding off because it's going to raise our taxes.
It's insane. That's insane. Because somebody out there who builds decks would love to get the project to build the deck on Peter Earle's house, but he can't do it because you don't want to have your taxes raised. And I don't blame you for wanting to have your taxes raised.
Exactly.
How many other people are in that boat? Let's talk about mortgage rates for a second. You mentioned the 50-year mortgage thing. There's a lot of people out there right now who would love to either upsize, downsize, get out of the city, buy a house, buy a first-time house. There is just such a lack of inventory out there. And then you have this cycle where, because of that, it just drives prices higher and higher, and then homes disappear on the market like that. So then you get into these bidding wars. What's the answer to that until we can solve the supply side of things and build new housing? Does it take mortgage rates coming down, and when do you see that happening?
Well, I mean, other than the supply side issue, what we need to do is we need to be sure that in the future, the Federal Reserve doesn't use the money supply as a catch-all solution for our problems. One of the reasons why we have all these issues now is that the Fed took rates down to 0%. I know why they did it. We were all scared, all that sort of thing. But they brought rates down to 0%. A lot of people took on mortgages at 2%, 3%. And at 7%, 8%, they're not going to leave those mortgages to move into another house. So, I mean, the regulation thing is up there. But also, you know, we need to make sure that we are doing all we can, all that's within our power, whether that means, you know, tamping down on the Fed or reducing government spending, to keep affordability where it is, so that doesn't act as another barrier to people buying homes. And I mean, there's a lot of effects of it, but I mean, you know, I understand why they have these demand solutions like the 50-year mortgage, but those aren't going to help the core issue. We need to make our affordability a primary issue, which is not the president's fault. This happened in the, under the previous administration, and we need to bring more houses into market by hook or by crook.
Yeah, I agree with you. Talk to me about New York City and Ma'am Donnie, and just, I mean, what a freaking, this guy. I mean, the fact that he stands there at his inauguration and says, you know, the era of big government is here. There's no problem government can't solve. I'm a Democrat socialist. I ran as a Democrat socialist. I'm going to govern as a Democrat socialist. This freaking housing woman that he has, speaking of housing, who believes that, you know, it's the government's right to seize private property because it's, you know, it's been racist in the past for people to own homes and all the other nonsense that she's spewing. I mean, how bad is this guy going to end up being, you think?
So, I mean, the rhetoric is awful, but the fact is that there are only so many things he can do for two reasons. First of all, the mayor doesn't have control of a lot of the things that he's saying he does. The other thing is you can only push people so far and people will begin to leave. Now, yeah. In the case of New York, where I grew up and all that, I mean, people are hypocrites. A lot of the wealthy people will support what he's saying, but they'll move out when things once things get too high. And that will take a lot of, you know, entrepreneurial dynamism out of the city. I would say one thing, and this is what I said when he was inaugurated. You know, he talked about the warmth of collectivism versus the cold of rugged individualism. I've never heard of anybody getting on a makeshift raft in shark-infested waters to get away from the coldness of rugged individualism. So that's what we have.
It's a great point, Peter Earle. It's a great point. We actually have that clip. I think Matt, what number is that of that whack job in New York?
Give me 2 seconds.
I want to play it here for Peter Earle and get his reaction to this. This is here it is. Cut 12. New York City Mayor Ma'am Dami's housing official. Your home really shouldn't be yours. Her name is C. Weaver. She's a nut. This is what she said. Cut 12.
I think the reality is that for centuries we've really treated property as an individualized good and not a collective good, and we are going to transitioning sure. to treating it as a collective good and towards a model of shared equity will require that we think about it differently, and it will mean that families, especially white families, but some POC families who are homeowners as well, are going to have a different relationship to property than the one that we currently have.
First of all, POC, for people that don't speak socialist, is a person of color. I had to translate that for people that don't speak Marxist. Peter Earle, isn't private property rights the fundamental basis of America and part of the reason why we decided 250 years ago to create this place?
Absolutely. I mean, once you get rid of private property, which is one of the foremost sort of symbols, the foremost fixtures of economic freedom, everything else pretty much follows. I mean, what they're essentially saying is that there's no more sort of like aligned interest with what you own. You know, everything's going to essentially belong to the state. And when you have that, just look at Havana, look at Venezuela, mm-hmm. look at Zimbabwe, and so on. I mean, I remember a time when we were thankful that the Soviet Union collapsed. These people are trying to get it back.
Literally trying to get it back. I mean, there they are. It sounds like the guy in college with the Che Guevara t-shirt, you know, playing hacky sack in the college right. quad became mayor. Here's another cut of this lunatic here. This is sure. C. Weaver again, cut 14.
Democratically controlled public housing is really important. And that's why when Raquel is talking about the communities and that she's describing, that, you know, that's a created community where the people who are living there are like setting the agenda. And so, you know, people like home ownership because they like control, and that's been perverted by like deep racism and deep classism in our society. So like, we have to not have a racist and classist society. And so that's like something we need to think about like deeply. It's about, to me, it's about control, and why rent control is really important is because rent control alters the power dynamic between renters and who owns the building. And
Now, Peter Earle, I had to put the first part of the ChatGPT and it spit back, I don't know what the hell she's talking about. That was the first part of the clip. Even AI can't understand that. The second part, though, about rent control, is it me or has rent control led to a housing supply crisis and one of the worst ideas ever tried?
It absolutely has. It's a way of freezing rents. And what it does is it keeps landlords and people who own that property from having to either upgrade the property or, do things like that. Let me give a quick anecdote, right? For a long time, we watch things that happen in Cuba. And, for the last few years, there have been these articles about how buildings are just sort of collapsing in Havana suddenly. And usually when that happens, somebody says, no, that's because of the embargo. In fact, Cuba trades with like 100 other nations outside of the U.S., so it's not the embargo. The answer is that the Cuban government, when concrete and steel and all that stuff comes into a port, it's generals and political officials who decide how much will be used for building apartments, how much will be used for the military, how much will be used for ports. And for that reason, without a market, you wound up with really lousily built homes. And that's why they're falling down. If you have a market and you have prices, things can be bid up for their best use. And all of the things they're saying about introducing more government control of housing, introducing more price controls, are all going to create more shortages, more distortions, and probably way worse built and maintained homes.
Amazing stuff. Well, listen, my friend, great to have you back on the show, Peter Earle. We'll have you back on again. And I appreciate everything you're doing fighting for economic freedom. It's really, really important. And keep it up. The American Institute for Economic Research. Peter, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, my friend. See you soon. Take care.
All right. All right, so we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. I got to tell you what I did at Bob's Little Sports Shop, so don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I got to show you this. So I was at Bob's Little Sports Shop today. You see my target? How I did? I shot a bunch of guns, and I bought a Smith & Wesson 9mm. I'm fired up. I'm excited about this. But you can see on the YouTube chat, I'm holding up my target. Do you see, Justin, Matt, you see the bullet holes right there in the center of that guy's brain right there? You see that?
I do.
I got a little ear thing, too.
Yeah, you pierced his ear also. That was
pierced his ear, yeah. I had one miss here, but I know you're supposed to go for the body. That's what they always say. You know, my buddy Danny McShute, our buddy, always says to go for the body. I did go for the body here, but then I wanted to do a couple headshots. I wanted to do a couple double tap headshots. And
it's a pretty decent grouping.
Pretty good. I mean, you know, I have not been shooting in a while. That's the thing. I haven't had a lot of time to go shooting, so I'm a little out of practice. But
impressive, honestly. You've got now that you're gonna do a 1 hour show. The other 3 hours, are you going to be like a Navy SEAL on call or something?
Yeah, I'm basically going to become Jack Carr is my thing now. I don't know if you can see. So this is the zombie target. Do you see? I got this sucker right there, right in his zombie friggin' brain. You see that?
Oh yeah. Well, it's upside down.
Oh, there we go. Oh, it's upside down. Hang on. There we go. Right in his zombie brain, right there. A couple ones. I shot another gun. I forget which one. Might have been a Glock. I didn't do so good on that one, but I got him right in the brain, right in the zombie heart, right there. Bob's Little Sports Shop. I did that today. Look at that. So that was fun. I shot like six different guns, but ultimately I went with a Smith & Wesson 9mm pistol, and then I bought a Winchester 12 gauge. Because you know what? Nothing says to a home intruder, get the hell out of my house, than when you go, shh, you know what I mean? There's that sound. Beautiful. Beautiful sound. And it's got a scope on the end of it, you know? And it's got a fiber optic scope. Beautiful. Good stuff.
You're definitely going to, like, dislocate your shoulder firing that thing.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I was... just from the recoil of the pistols today, I had to come home and ice my shoulder. Probably need surgery. Probably tore a rotator cuff. No doubt about that. But
that's kind of cool, though, if it happens, because when they ask how were you injured, you could say, I was just shooting zombies.
Yeah, I was shooting zombies. That's what I was doing. I was shooting zombies. That's what I had to do. I posted some pictures on Facebook and Instagram, some video, too, of me firing. I had to work on my... Apparently, Danny said I got to work on my lower grip, and my buddy Tom, my buddy Fitz said the same thing. But, yeah, like I said, I'm out of practice. I haven't been to the range in a while. So, but that's the beautiful thing about Bob's. You go there, they'll help you find the perfect firearm for you, and then you can do some range time, classes, training. I'm going to be going back now that I'm... So, because New Jersey's stupid, so you can only buy one handgun at a time. You can buy like a bunch of long guns at a time, but you can only buy one handgun at a time. Then you got to wait like 30 days or some ridiculous thing like that. So I bought one today. I'm going to go back and buy another because I want to have multiple in case a zombie apocalypse ever happens. But Bob's will help you and show you the whole deal and show you the way. They'll show you how to do it. Look at that on the YouTube chat. You can see if you are on YouTube, you see my marksmanship. I'm a marksman is what I am. See, I'm not just as, you know, the Zioli Army if you need it. No, I didn't use a shotgun. No, they don't let you use a shotgun at the range. I mean, maybe they do. I don't know. I was using a handgun. So, but, you know.
I don't think there'd be much left of those targets.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, you know. Oh, shreds not bad for 3 yards. That's funny. Ha 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 ha. That's funny. It was more than 3 yards, all right? Thank you. Thank you. Just say it was more than that. But Bob's, and they've got classes coming up, and they got events coming up too for the ladies. They got a ladies shoot coming up too, because and here's what I'll tell you about Bob's too, which I love, is that they don't make you feel stupid if you don't know anything about guns. That's a great thing. So I was in there today, and I was talking to them and Brian and Don and Wayne, and they're helping me with all the different selection, and they're going through everything, and I'm trying everything, and April and Wendy, and they're helping me. Then I meet Greg. Greg's a listener. Greg's in there buying a gun. So it's great. It's Zioli Army all the way. Oh, they gave me a Bob's trucker hat, too. But I left that in the car. Shoot, I gotta go. I'll wear that maybe on tomorrow's show. But anyway, I want you to know that they have this event coming up for the ladies training. If you wanted to do that, women only instructors. They got that, and they also have a co-ed shoot coming up on Saturday, February 7th at 6 p.m. where you can go and learn to shoot, and that's co-ed. Of course, you can't bring the kids because it's an adults only thing. I don't know why you'd want to bring the kids, but you wouldn't want to do that. That's for damn sure. But anyway. Just go to BobsLittleSportsShop.com. My great friend's over there. I am ready. If the world ends or somebody breaks in, I am ready to stand my ground. Castle Doctrine, baby. That's what it's all about. But I tell you, and I also got a nice gun safe too, because you got a safety. It's all about safety. Bob's is all about safety, making sure you're a responsible gun owner. And I asked him, Matt, I said, should I get a safe that has the biometric, you know, like the thumbprint to open up? And he said, I wouldn't, because if your thumb's dirty. And I looked down and I realized my thumb is either covered in dog or child many times, that the biometric safe wouldn't be the option. So I went with the old school, you know. So, yeah. What's that?
Well, I was going to say, one, you could just wash your hands. Two, you should get one of those old bank vaults with the crank. That those are cool.
That's what Gelman has. Gelman has one of those in his office. Yeah, he does.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's got an old bank, like a bank vault. Because I mean, that guy is ready for. He's ready for the end. If the world ends, I'm going to his law firm. That's all I can tell you about that guy.
Yeah, so if there's a real zombie apocalypse and you're not just being attacked by zombie painted targets, we want Gelman. But if there's targets, if there's zombie painted targets, I'll go Zeoli.
Well, if there's orange painted people that come out of the woodwork too. I shot this friggin' guy right in his head, right in the center of the head. Look at that. Right in the head. Center kill shot, baby. Right there. From 2 feet. No, I'm kidding. It was longer than that. They had the thing all the way down at the range. I'm just bummed I didn't get the... I tried really hard to get the X. I came really close to the X. Look how close I got to the X in the center of the chest. The heart, right there.
I'm telling you.
Look at that.
I feel like you wouldn't even be allowed to serve in the military. You're too lethal. It would be unfair to the opponents.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt DeSantis. That's exactly right. Now, I know somebody's going to accuse me of getting a blank one and coming home with a pen and just doing that. Now, I didn't do that. I promise. I swear. These are all my real shots. So for scoring purposes, I got to figure out my score. I got to do the number of hits and the shot value. I got to add all that up. But I think the person's dead. In other words, I don't. If this was a real person and not just an orange guy on paper, I think he's dead. So
yeah, he didn't survive that. No,
nah, he didn't survive that. I'm just saying. So anyway, I go to Bob's Little Sports Shop. Thanks for hosting me today. It was a lot of fun. I'll be back at Bob's, and we'll talk about that in the future coming up. All right, big 5 o'clock hour straight ahead. We got a lot to get to, including the latest in Minneapolis and what happened there, and this oil tanker. We'll talk about that. Plus, California is a freaking disaster, as you know. The wildfires, the rebuilding, it's a mess. So that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. Veneria Dental, 2 locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see Dr. Mike for your perfect smile, VeneriaDental.com. 5 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.